from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernstein and Holmes.
I hate being a fan of this team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there. Out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
High noon on your Friday. Our weekend started a couple of days ago, but your weekend can start whenever you want, because I hope you are as comfortable as we are here at Circa at Stadium Swim with this gorgeous, crystal clear picture of all the sports right in front of us on this massive screen. Got a little bit of a breeze. We got air conditioning, donuts, coffee.
Sports.
Should we do margaritas at some point?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. I'm into it.
I'm just asking.
I got a tan like it's my job later.
Ray spins around. What? Margaritas?
If I can't shrink it, I tan it. Mantis told us to get margaritas, Ray. That's what I just heard.
Mantis!
If Mantis says, Mantis must be obeyed.
Ray and I had a time yesterday after dinner.
Off you went.
Yeah, Ray and I do that. We wander around at scenes, don't
meanwhile, we? You should have seen Mitch Rosen walking back from the restaurant to the hotel through the river of Fremont
Chaos.
Street tourists and buskers and everything. He was like Devin Hester. That dude, I could not keep up. He was picking spots. He was seeing lanes open. He was running to areas that would open. And I don't mean, but like fast walking. And I was trying to stay on his tail.
Hey, man, the Mitchie shuffle.
Hey, no, but that was
that's
more
all training.
That's
all training.
Next time, Dan, you have to be behind Mitch with the boombox with Soulja Boy playing.
Seriously, no. I was waiting for him to like do the cranking it as he goes, and
waiting for him to crank that.
Yeah. Well, what do we talk about today? Football. We heard from Ian Cunningham. We heard Kevin Warren. Well, what's going on with the stadium? Blah, 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 blah. Fine, where we are, where we're going, and things. And Trovin. Sean King had strong thoughts about Caleb Williams that we brought back. Also those of Matt Ryan with Brad Biggs. And then the Move the Sticks podcast talking about the defense.
It's time. Last week, Ronda Rousey did a Ask Me Anything on Reddit. And most of the Ask Me Anything was people asking her about some really backward conspiracy views on Sandy Hook. She was not expecting that. And she clearly took it to heart. She offered an apology for her views on Sandy Hook. There's a lot of it, but I just want to read this part. It being brought up again just so I could try to shake the label of Sandy Hook truther, but honestly, I deserve to be hated, labeled, detested, resented, and worse for it. I deserve to lose out on every opportunity. I should have been canceled. I would have deserved it. I still do. Then in bold, I apologize that this came 11 years too late, but those affected by the Sandy Hook massacre, from the bottom of my heart and depth of my soul, I am sorry for the hurt I caused. I can't even begin to imagine the pain you've endured, and words cannot describe how thoroughly remorseful and ashamed I am of myself for contributing to it. I've regretted it every day of my life since, and will continue to do so until the day I die.
Holy, that's a real apology.
Yeah, and it's a lot longer than that, where she talks about why, like she said that she thought it was so horrible that she was looking for something to explain it. And then that allowed her to be fooled and tricked by conspiracy theorists. And that then she cops to, I was scared of bringing it back up And I figured it would just go away if I said nothing.
I think that everything she said is a really, really common thing that people do in the United States.
It's what she makes mention of it, actually, inside of her apology, yeah. That very thing.
Breaking news is brought to you by BetQL and the BetQL app. Tom Pelissero reports that the Seahawks are sending pass-rushing linebacker Daryl Taylor to the Bears.
Pass rusher, you say.
For a 2025 sixth-round pick.
I told you that they were going to keep looking for people to rush the passer.
His sack numbers indicate what, pray tell?
That he's someone who can get the quarterback on the ground.
Interesting. Yes, that is actually what a sack is. Very nicely done. But also that he might be something atypical from position listed.
Yes. That you can line him up, and if you look at his highlights, there have been moments where he's lined up as a linebacker. There have been times where he's been lined up as a defensive end in a 4-3.
So he was a second-round pick by the Seahawks in the 2020 draft. He played collegiately at Tennessee.
Is it Daryl or Darrell? It's Darrell. It's Darrell, though.
It's Darrell, though.
It's Darrell, though.
Okay, so further bulletins on that as events warrant.
Jimmy Graham wants to sail the Arctic.
What?
Yeah. I've been meaning to talk to you guys about this for a while. Jimmy Graham is, he does stuff like this, right? Doesn't he, like, want to jump out of helicopters and stuff? Like, he's an adventure seeker, and he hasn't officially retired from football. I guess Ryan Pace just hasn't paid him yet now that he's gotten the promotion with the Falcons. But, yes, according to ESPN, he is going to sail the Arctic in 2025, and apparently he's on a rowing expedition. It's expected to take anywhere from 10 to 21 days. Sleep deprivation, blisters, and outside temperatures that will hover around 37 to 45 degrees will be among the hurdles.
Wait, 37 to 45 degrees below?
No. Like, you do it in the summer.
Okay.
But it's the current speed record is 15 days, 5 hours, and 32 minutes. I have no idea why anyone would want to do this, but I also find 98 degrees in Vegas comfortable. But, yeah,
they had
that's
some good
his
hits.
They did. That whole breakup situation was pretty much a bummer with Justin
Not more
Simpson.
Than New Kid on the Block, because they had lots of hits.
California, I forget the rest of the words. But the point is, Jimmy Graham still going hard in the paint, and this time he wants to sail the Arctic. There's a big article on ESPN about it.
He's rowing the Arctic. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, rowing is the proper
Didn't
term
Charles
here.
Tillman
I'm sorry,
row
I don't
a
do either.
Boat across Lake Michigan?
Yes.
What hasn't he done?
He took off from Michigan, and he, I think it's, what, 60 miles, rowed across there, and he helped build the boat.
So, yeah, in this case, he is rowing the boat.
Rowed a boat!
P.J. Fleck.
Yeah, rowed a boat to 6 wins this year.
Snap! I PJ. Love it. College football season is here. But, yes, so Jimmy Graham wants to row the Arctic, and it sounds like quite the trek, and also something that speaks to his sensibilities, per se, and I find it pretty compelling. So I wanted to pass it along for High Noon at some point this week.
The mayor of a small Georgia town has been indicted. He faces felony charges of furnishing prohibited items to inmates and attempt to commit a felony. He's been arrested by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Now tell me how mad you are at him here. The 52-year-old Benjamin Benji Cranford bought a bottle of gin. He bought a bottle of Seagram's Extra Dry Gin and left it in a ditch for a state prison work crew.
I'm not mad at him.
He left it in the path of a work crew of state prisoners from the Jefferson County Correctional Institution. And they led him out in handcuffs, and they have arrested him, where he bought a bottle for these guys who were working out in the hot sun, picking up litter. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. And he's like, here you go. Here's a little something for the effort.
So he Shawshanked it.
That's what I was thinking, too. But that was negotiated.
That was negotiated.
That was different. That's, hey, do you trust your wife? And I can save your money on taxes and do some of this stuff for you. And if we do this, just get some beers for my guys at a hard day guitar on the roof.
What kind of beers?
Drinking cold Bohemia-style beer. And which actually, it's not Bohemian style. The name of the beer is Bohemia. It's the actual brand of Mexican beer. It happens to be awesome. But are you mad at him?
No.
Not okay. One bit.
Are you kidding me? Why do they do this? This is a complete overreaction. calm down.
That's what I think. Like, dragging him out in cuffs, a felony charge, when he was just trying to hook some guys up for a hard day's work.
Yeah, that's some small energy right there.
That's what
go
I'm
get him, baby. Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite of that. That's a shame.
That's my new.
I thought you were dancing, Ray.
Gorillas is
dance
on.
Dance into the break.
Gorilla.
Let's do it. We got a big bear's hour.
I did see the gorilla.
The gorilla.
It is a big bear's
night.
Hour.
The inflatable gorilla guy?
Yeah.
Hey, let's bears.
Coming up next, a big bear's hour bears. Starting with Kevin Fishbane and then Matt Eberflus on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.